Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a subsigned bass system with a DJ-friendly structure for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes. Now, I want to set the mindset right from the start. We are not just making a sine wave and calling it a bass. We're building a whole bass system that sits properly with breaks, stays clean in the sub, works in mono, and loops in a way that makes sense in a DJ set. That's the real goal here. For jungle and old-school DNB, the sub usually needs to be simple, solid, and not too fancy. The drums are already busy. The bass doesn't need to fight them. It needs to support them, lock in with them, and leave enough space for the groove to breathe. If you get that balance right, the track instantly feels more professional. So let's build it step by step. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo. For a classic jungle feel, start around 160 BPM. If you want that more urgent old-school DNB energy, go up to 170, maybe 174 BPM. For this lesson, I'd suggest 170 BPM as a strong middle ground. Then create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. That keeps things clear from the beginning. Now for the sound source. The easiest and cleanest choice in Ableton is Operator. Drop Operator onto the SUB track and turn off everything except Oscillator A. Set Oscillator A to a sine wave. That gives you a pure subtone with no extra fuss. Also make sure the voice setting is monophonic, so set it to one voice. That way, the bass won't overlap itself and get messy. If you want a little movement between notes, add a tiny bit of glide or portamento. Keep it subtle. Something like 20 to 40 milliseconds is usually enough. You want that smooth old-school feel, not a dramatic slide unless that's part of the style you're going for. At this point, you already have the core of the bass. But remember, the point is not just the sound. It's how the bass behaves in the track. Let's add some MIDI notes. Create an 8-bar clip and start with a very simple pattern. If you're working in F minor, for example, try placing F1 on beat 1 of bar 1. Then again later in the bar, maybe beat 3. Keep it sparse at first. Jungle and old-school DNB often sound best when the bass line is economical. Less note data can actually feel more expensive. A good beginner move is to use one root note and maybe one variation note later in the phrase. For example, in F minor, you might stay on F1 most of the time and then drop in C1 for a little movement. Don't overcomplicate it. If the break is busy, keep the sub line simple. That's a really important lesson in this style. Now let's make the bass safer and cleaner in the mix. Add utility after operator. Set the width to 0, or as close to 0 as possible. This keeps the sub centered and mono, which is exactly what you want for club playback and DJ mixes. Low frequencies should be stable and focused. Wide sub usually turns into muddy sub. After utility, add EQ8. Keep this light. You're not trying to sculpt the sub into something dramatic. You're mostly just protecting it. If there's unnecessary rumble, you can high pass very gently somewhere around 20 to 30 Hz. Don't remove the actual fundamental of the note. Just clean up the lowest junk. If the sub feels boomy, you can try a small dip somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. But only if you really need it. Next, add a little harmonic help. Pure sine subs can disappear on smaller speakers, so a touch of saturation can make the bass translate better without ruining the low end. Add saturator after EQ8 and keep the drive gentle, maybe plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Turn soft clip on if needed. This should be subtle. The goal is not audible distortion. The goal is just a bit more presence and audibility. Here's a very useful production trick. Make a separate harmonic layer. This is where the system becomes more powerful. Create a second MIDI track and name it SUB Harm. Put operator on that track too, and use the same note pattern, but shift it up an octave or even two octaves. Then add auto filter and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't interfere with the real sub. You can add a tiny bit more saturation here if you want. This layer should be felt more than heard. It gives the bass some body and lets it read better on smaller systems. So now you've got the clean sub on one track and the support layer on another track. That's your bass system. Now let's make it feel like drum and bass, not just a low synth held down forever. Program the bass rhythm in a way that reacts to the drums. In jungle and old-school DNB, the breakbeat does a lot of the rhythmic talking. The bass line should leave space for that. Try short hits on the downbeat, then another note later in the bar, and then some variation every 4 or 8 bars. That kind of phrasing works really well. A simple 8-bar pattern might look like this in structure, not exact notes. The first 2 bars are a basic groove, the next 2 bars had a small variation, then you drop one note out for tension. Then bring in a pickup or little movement at the end to lead into the next phrase. That gives you a loop that feels alive and DJ friendly. Now it's time to test the relationship with the breakbeat. If you already have an amen or another classic break loaded up, loop two bars of that and play the bass against it. Listen carefully. If the sub is masking the kick, shorten the note lengths or move the notes a little so they don't hit exactly on top of the drum transient. If the bass feels too weak, don't immediately turn it up. First try adding a little harmonic content or check whether the note itself is too low for the arrangement. This is where a lot of beginners go wrong. They think more bass automatically means better bass. In this style, that's usually not true. What makes it hit harder is balance, spacing, and phrasing. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is a huge part of making it DJ-friendly. A proper jungle or old-school DNB track is often built in clean phrases. Think in 8 bars, 16 bars, and 32 bars. A really usable structure could be something like 16 bars of intro, then 8 bars of build, then 16 or 32 bars of drop, then a breakdown, then another drop, and finally an outro that's easy to mix out of. In the intro, you might have drums only or filtered drums with a hint of the bass teased in. In the build, bring the sub in gradually. In the drop, let the full bass system work with the drums. In the breakdown, remove the sub or filter it heavily so the next drop lands harder. And in the outro, strip the track back again so another DJ can mix it easily. That DJ-friendly structure matters a lot. A loop can sound great for 8 bars and then get awkward after that if the arrangement doesn't breathe. So think in phrases, and use those phrases to create tension and release. You can also use automation to add movement without cluttering the bass line. For example, automate the filter cutoff on the harmonic layer, or the drive on the saturator, or even the gain on utility very slightly. Keep it subtle. Sub-bass movement should be felt more than noticed. If it starts sounding wobbly or uncontrolled, you've probably gone too far. A few coach notes here. First, think bass system, not bass sound. The kick, snare, break, and sub all need their own space. Second, tune the bass to the track early. Some notes sound massive in one key and blurry in another, so don't be afraid to change the root if the low end isn't landing right. Third, fewer notes often sound bigger. A strong two-note phrase can hit harder than a busy line full of extra movement. Also, check the bass at low volume. If you can still follow the groove quietly, that usually means the low end is balanced well. That's a very useful reality check. If you want a bit more old-school character, you can try very light glide between notes, or add tiny velocity differences so the downbeats feel stronger than the pickup notes. You can even make the harmonic layer respond to velocity if you want a more played feel. Another useful idea is ghost note support, where you add very quiet, filtered notes an octave above the sub just to create rhythmic texture. Keep those subtle, though. They should never turn into a melody that distracts from the main groove. For a heavier warehouse-type vibe, you can duplicate the sub and create a parallel dirt layer. High-pass the duplicate, saturate it a little more, and keep it low in the mix. That can add bite without destroying the clean sub. It's a nice extra layer when you want the bass to feel bigger on systems that need more harmonic content. One more important tip. Use sidechain only if you need it. If the kick is getting buried, a gentle sidechain compressor can help. Keep the settings modest. Fast attack, short to medium release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. You don't want the sub pumping too much in jungle. The groove should stay tight. Once your bass system is working, save it. Group the devices into a rack and name it something like DNB Subsign System or Jungle Sub Mono Rack. That way, you can reuse it in future tracks without rebuilding everything from scratch. That's a huge time saver. Here's a quick practice exercise. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Choose F minor and build a 16-bar loop. Use a pure sine sub, an optional harmonic layer, and a basic breakbeat. Keep the bass limited to F1. C1, and maybe the occasional G1 if it fits. Make the first 4 bars simple, change one thing in bars 5 to 8, remove one note in bars 9 to 12, and add a pickup into bar 17. Then loop it against the break and adjust until the low end feels locked in. If you do that properly, you'll have a bass line that feels stable, clear, and ready for a DJ-style arrangement. So to recap, use operator for a clean sine sub, keep it mono with utility, clean it lightly with EQ8, add gentle saturation for translation, build a separate harmonic layer if needed, and arrange the bass in clean 8-bar and 16-bar phrases that work with the breakbeat instead of against it. That's the whole system. Get that right, and you're not just making a sub, you're building the foundation of a proper jungle or old-school DNB tune. If you want, I can also turn this into a fully timed lesson script, or give you exact Ableton device settings and MIDI note examples for an Amen style loop.